A local musician and security coordinator for Kajokeji County says they were ambushed on January 18th and narrowly escaped being killed by gunmen protecting illegal loggers in the county. Anti-logging activist Suke Sukari told VOA on Thursday he was targeted for bringing to light illegal logging activities in the county through his online postings.
The director of the logging company said Suke Sukari itafidera bitana, and he mentioned it like four times that I am in their target, and from nowhere a gun was cocked and pointed at me. But of course, while they were trying to remove my phone forcefully and I refused, then they were harassing the security coordinator and trying to remove his phone. Then also another soldier cocked gun and pointed at him at the same time.
He says Dominic Wani, director of Santos Petroleum and Timber Company, was at the scene when they were attacked. His company had a contract with the county to remove logs cut to build the road. But Suke says the company also illegally cut down trees. VOA calls to Wani for reaction were not answered. Godfrey Atarembe is a military officer assigned as security coordinator for Kajokeji County. He says he is waiting for the report by an investigating committee to explain why his fellow officers pointed a gun at him.
By law, in any other organized force, pointing a gun to a senior officer is a crime, of course punishable, but it will be handled administratively after the investigation.
The commissioner's office says the trees were being felled to facilitate the road construction project after the state was unable to secure funds for the road construction. County Commissioner David Delisi says loggers were only told to collect the trees cut down for the road project in 2022 and 2023, but breached the deal by cutting fresh azalea trees after that time. Yose Kei, a local chief in Kangapo Wan Payam, expressed dismay over the renewed logging activities.
Since I started working, many people have been encroaching on the forest on their own, some on this site, others in Abaya, Nini, without any report. I have realized that from 2022 to 2024, some new beneficiaries have appeared in Kajokeji who do not care about the chips. While on my inspection, I found 20 old locks collected from a total of 97 locks, including new ones. We had nothing to do because we don't have any authority. We just left and made them do it.
Suke says despite the ban on logging, loggers have started using other routes to transport illegally cut trees. He's urging the security services to ramp up efforts to stop the logging.
The pretext was that they're collecting the logs that were left down after the order of the former governor banning logging. But on the ground, there were new trees being cut down while they leave the old ones as a pretext that whosoever comes to see would see that the logs down are the ones being loaded. But yes, you can see that they're loading new ones. So it is an excuse to cut new trees down.
4 days ago, Josephine Napon Cosmas, Minister of the Environment and Forestry, issued a new order to end all illegal logging in the county on tree species such as mahogany, vuba, azalea, balanites and acacia.
It is critical that immediate and effective steps are taken to stop the rampant illegal exploitation of forests throughout South Sudan. Failure to do so is a sure recipe for desert encroachment. To curb urgently the rampant illegal exploitation of forests throughout South Sudan require collective actions at national government, state government, county, Payam, and community levels.
On Thursday, Central Equatoria State Governor Agustino Jadala summoned the commissioner and ordered an end to the road project pending a report by the investigation committee. Illegal logging is a global environmental issue because it reduces biodiversity and contributes to climate change. Kajokeji remains a hotspot for illegal logging despite several previous orders banning the lucrative activity. Last year, unknown gunmen attacked a Vietnamese logging company called Clintwood. Several people were killed, including a national security officer protecting the loggers. Some 500 people were displaced in Litoba village. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.